I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But what I placed in God's hands, I still possess. Good evening again. For those of you who may never have met me, I'm Jim Leroy. I'm a deacon here. And I'm a called and commissioned servant here. So when pastor's gone, I preside over worship, for those of you who don't know. This time of year, pastor's gone for the next 2 weeks. I have all three Wednesday Advent services. I have this Saturday, Sunday, and next Saturday, Sunday. And since pastor gave me that much time to talk, I thought I'd talk about the same thing over and over and over again. And what I've talked about on Wednesday night was I talked about It's a Wonderful Life. How many here have seen It's a Wonderful Life? Yeah, great movie, great classic. Last Wednesday, we talked about the virtues in the wonderful life that were shown through enduring. Tonight, we want to talk about hope. And I'd like to thank Tommy. He's worked hard to work that theme into all of his music and his message. And It's a Wonderful Life, our character, George Bailey, is setting at the supper table. And it's his younger brother's graduation dance night. And does anybody remember what George's father asks of him? No drinking. Ask him to be a clean kid. Ask him to stay with the business. Now George, obviously, if it's his little brother's graduation night, George has already been graduated, and he's been working to save money for college. And what's George's hope? What's his dream? Travel. To be an engineer and to travel. And he's going to go travel in Europe. And then he's going to go to college. And then he's going to build things. And he has hope. He has a lot of hope. Okay? He has the hope that he's going to get to travel. Does he get a travel? No. That hope's dashed. His next hope is that he'll get to go to college. What happens while he's at the dance? His father falls ill, passes away. So he goes to a meeting, and what do they ask him to do? They ask him to run the business. They say the only way they'll keep the business open is if he runs it. So now he has another hope dashed. Okay? Do we have hopes in our lives? Do we have dreams in our lives? Nobody has any hopes. When I was a kid, I had a hope. I had one hope. I was raised Roman Catholic, for those of you that don't know that. And I was one of five boys. And my mother was absolutely convinced that if she had five boys and she was Roman Catholic, guess what one of them was going to be? Guess who which one it was going to be? Because I showed no aptitude for anything else. I had that hope, and I shared that dream. In fact, I went to my mom and said, Mom, I hope someday that I can serve the church. Well, that hope's long gone. Okay, for me. I hoped that I'd get out of college and that I'd settle down in one place and that I'd have a family and I'd have a nice house. Well, I have a nice family. But I've lived in 8 different places. That hope's dashed. What kind of hopes do you guys have that are dashed? Maybe good health? Maybe dunking a basketball? Hope that someday that you get up there and with them and slam one? I'm not very talkative crowd. Come on, Marty, bail me out. What was one of your hopes? You hope your kids sleep through the night. Okay? And that's not guaranteed. No. So as we go through life, we have dreams, and they don't always work out. In the case of George, every one of his hopes was dashed. Every one of them. But I don't feel bad for him. Because there was a new hope kindled in him. When he was sitting in that meeting and Potter unloaded on his father, what did George do? There was a spark in him right then. And suddenly he had the hope. He became the champion for the common person. And his hope and his dream at that point became that every person could own their own home. Oh, and don't worry about the little one. One of the best lessons I ever learned in church was we had some elderly people where I grew up, and they kept going to the priest, and they kept telling the priest that he needed to talk to the families with small kids because their kids were noisy. And the priest thought about it, and prayed about it. Finally, he comes back one Sunday, and there's kids in there, and they're being noisy. And right in the middle of, just like I did just now, and right in the middle of his message, he stops. He puts his hand up. He goes, "Isn't that the most beautiful sound? If you do not hear that in your sanctuary, your church is dead." Never got a complaint ever again. But back to, let's talk about our hopes. George's hope then suddenly became that everybody had a place to live, a warm place to live, didn't have to depend on the people who would take advantage of them. As Christians, especially Lutherans, we always hold the word hope in a different context. What context do we hold the word hope in? Oh, come on now. I know every one of you would. A sure hope for heaven. When we hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's not a hope. It's not something we think might happen. It's something that has already happened. When we hope in the Lord, we hope in the certain salvation of our souls. Because Jesus was another person who came to earth, and he had a hope. And his hope was that he could save everyone from the fires of hell. And his hope came and was completed in his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. So as Lutherans, we always use the hope in two ways. I hope I get that shiny new bicycle for Christmas. I hope I get the new PS2. I hope, or is it a 4 now? I forget what they call them now. You know, I hope I get that 52-inch plasma TV. But then we turn right around and say we hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it means an entirely different thing to us. We know that we're saved. We know the word hope, not maybe, but it's a certain fact that's already occurred. It can never be taken away from us if we don't let it be taken away from us. Because Pastor will tell you, you could get into an argument all night about once saved, always saved. But I guarantee you, if you're in here right now, you know. Jesus Christ is our hope. And that's one hope that will never change for us. And one hope that we are certain of. So as we go through the Advent season, We're not waiting in hope that something good's going to happen to us. We're waiting in the certain hope of the birth of our Savior. Yeah, I agree. So let's all remember as we go through Advent, we may hope for something good under the tree. We may hope for something good in the stocking. But we hope for the certain resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And we hope in our certain salvation. And it's a done deal. Amen. Now may the treasure that is Jesus Christ be in our hearts and minds. Amen.